Hey everyone, what you're about to listen to is from the Mentor Mongoose V Friends experience. Anybody out there struggling with self-esteem, finding your place in the world, doubting yourself, this one's for you. We hope you enjoy. Make sure you tweet Gary, join the Discord, and enjoy the episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I don't believe that you actually think you're stupid. I think you've just been trained to tell yourself that. And now you're just in habitual behavior, but you're actually over the hump whereas 8 years ago, 4 years ago, you believed it when you said it to yourself. I don't think you actually believe it based on everything I've observed. I think you're just hanging on to old habits. It's almost like you're holding on to a blankie, but you're seven. There's almost a safety net you talking to yourself that way, and there's really absolutely no value left in talking to yourself that way. As a matter of fact, I think you think the other thing. If you think you're a genius once, or super smart, or super talented once, then think it forever. I believe one of the big vulnerabilities in society right now is people's interest in deflecting their own self-interest and creating facades that they don't have it. I'm incredibly proud that I want to buy the New York Jets, that I want to build the biggest businesses of all time, to be the greatest entrepreneur of all time. I'm proud of that. Why is that bad? Comma, not at the detriment of anybody else. Colon, I'm sure wrong grammar, and bring up everybody along with me in my tailwinds and osmosis. That's the fucking best. Yet somehow we've separated the two things as if you can't do good and be good and do good for you and do good for, like, as if. That's ludicrous. It's the great misjustice to the current conversation. I'm gonna build an empire, and everybody who tangentially gets in the way, AKA consumes, works with, spends time, is gonna win too. Fuck it.
I made a list of people I wanted to hire during the pandemic for the business I wanted to start, but I kept doubting it and telling myself, come on, you're not gonna commit to starting a business. I guess I didn't wanna disappoint myself.
Yeah, you're scared of losing. This is why I'm sitting on this stupid thing. I don't think you actually think failing in the business is actually a disappointment. I think you're comfortable in that thought process, but I don't think you believe it. I really don't. I think you're more Kevin Rose. I think when he was talking yesterday and you were listening and he said 2 for 7, that made sense to you.
It did.
Well, that's that, so fucking go.
Yeah. It did.
You didn't have the luxury of the same mom that Kevin and I had. You didn't. It's okay. That's life. What you have is the luxury that you didn't have that luxury, but you have a very different luxury, which is that your natural DNA is giving you the ability to get out of the hole. Which in a lot of ways is profoundly powerful.
I'm also very lucky to be here when you and Kevin Rose did all the work for me.
No, you're doing the work for yourself. People, because there's people before me and Kevin and before them, and like, that's all outside. That's just your humility and graciousness talking. Let's talk about like where you're at. You need to use this incredible week together by the way, I want to remind you, you didn't roll the dice. You strategically a year ago, because you created enough wealth for yourself somehow to that moment, bought an arbitrage value because I over-delivered on something I wanted to build. Like, it's just a fucking circle of value. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, like, please do me one favor. In 19 years, when you're doing speeches and you talk about this week, do not say me, say you. You put yourself here. I get a lot of conversations around D-Rock because it is a profound execution on his part. And Literally, there isn't a day that goes by, I may not look at my DMs or emails, but when I sometimes sit and really catch up, and even like where my life's at now, in person, every time somebody says, you should be so proud of yourself for what you did for D-Rock. It's unbelievable what you did for D-Rock. You know, and people even that like know, like even stuff that I haven't shared with him, like people that really knew him before he was in with me, like, and then the thing I brought up about Boyd, and I was thinking about Andy and watching him operate this week compared to the kid that walked in. My brain always goes to the same place, which is like, I correct it, and I've gotten better. I used to think it. Now I'm even correcting people out loud, like I'm doing with you. It's unbelievable what you've done for D-Rock's confidence. I'm like, D-Rock did that for himself. D-Rock, how many times? 3, 1, 2, 7?
What?
Emailed me?
Quite a bit.
Tell me.
I think 4 or 5.
D-Rock, you have to make a video with all, do you have all 5?
I have the article and everything.
Like I remember, that. But do you have the picture of all 5?
I believe I do, yeah.
I really think you should make a TikTok because the kids, you should show all 5 videos and do kind of one of those Sean, like, you know how everyone does it. I'm telling you, you should do it. You will help someone. He emailed me 5 times. Not once. You know how many people have emailed me once? And we're like, and you know what my favorite version is? Because I see it. Dear Gary, can you give me a job? No Gary response, because I get a billion now. It's not that same world anymore, unfortunately for me. 4 months later. Yo, fuck Gary V. I sent an email, you didn't even reply. That's anti-D-Rock. Gary, I saw you at Columbia speak. I'd like to make a video for you for free. How many days later? 1? 24 hours? How'd you do it? A week?
Probably.
I'm just curious.
Probably a week.
Week later. Dear Gary, I don't know if you saw my... It was Kick. Think about this. Kick. I decided to play on it. This is not a joke.
For a week.
Maybe.
Yeah.
2 days? Maybe 4. And in that, that's how we got connected?
Yeah.
I remember it actually lightly.
I had made the most money I'd ever made on a freelance job. It was pouring rain. And I was like, the subway is bad and I carry all my gear. So I hopped out of my job and I was like, I'm gonna take a taxi.
Right, which would seem like an expensive thing for you.
Very expensive. And because I had made like $400, they were like, okay. And so I took the cab.
I'm rich.
I took the cab. Because I had service, I was able to download Kick.
Because you saw that I tweeted?
Immediately.
I tweeted, it said, I'm on Kick, come
now,
jam.
I downloaded it, made a username right away, and sent you that message and responded within 2 minutes.
What did you say?
Hey, I made this 1 minute video, I want to make something like this for you for free.
Right, and you did it for who? Somebody, Brogan?
No, I did that after.
Right, because that was my video helped you. You made the video for me as a one-off. Brogan and Ruben, makes sense.
Yep.
And then we came back together.
Yeah.
So we did a one-off.
Yeah.
That video, what was it?
Clouds and Dirt.
Clouds and Dirt was the first movie we made. Then, how much longer after we made it?
A month or two.
I emailed you cold?
Yeah.
Right, because I was thinking about it.
A 72-hour film festival.
And you get an email?
Like 64 hours.
And you got an email? And you got an email?
Big email from you, like, I'm like, what the fuck?
And I said, you want to work full time?
Yeah.
And that was it?
Yep.
You know how I romance losing everything and then rising like a phoenix? Mm-hmm. If I took it a little further, it would actually be self-detrimental. But I don't. And I'm just trying to get you to let go of the past. Because I think it's just gonna trigger a lot of behavioral aspects to you. You know? Maybe I'm being too literal with the water and stuff of that nature, which I'm like thinking through as we're sitting here, but it just feels a certain way. And it's funny that you jumped on it, D-Rock, because I feel like a version of it worked through with you. Maybe he can even help more while I post this. You agree with me, right? Like, all 3 of us are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just get to the punchline. Like, we're nice. I'm going intuitive on you, and I know him, and I clearly know myself. There's a balance in nice that, like, comes along with other aspects of self-love that I'm fascinated by. Don't misconstrue the concept of being polite,
yeah,
and cordial and kind and classy and a gentleman, and, like, all that's awesome. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, when you kick this I'm stupid looking back thing, you'll still be that. It will show up different. Let me say something that's gonna be fascinating to you. In the scheme of 8 billion people on earth, you have 0 baggage. You're giving your baggage power. And I think your baggage is mundane. And I actually think your baggage helped you.
If I had better parents or didn't lose so much money, where would I be? Would I have invested in VFriends, or would I be living on an island somewhere?
Whatever it was, it's just not that big of a baggage. And everyone's baggage is the biggest baggage in the world, and everyone's baggage is the smallest baggage, if they understood. The only baggage allowed is you weren't born in the first place. Think about all those little sperm. Think about the second sperm right behind you. Do you know how pissed that sperm is? Do you understand? It's a framework of gratitude for what you got. And like, you have all these things. You know this, what I'm about to say. You have things on paper that 15-year-old you would have dreamed of. Did 15-year-old you think being a millionaire was cool?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did 19-year-old you?
No, I never thought being a millionaire would be cool.
Then what was cool?
Becoming a doctor and saving lives, then being on Wall Street and being great at trading to make money for ultimately freedom. Freedom was key for me.
You're fucking up freedom then. Because, oh, by the way, you decided money was freedom. Logistically, it's peace of mind and doing what you want to be doing. The reason I didn't celebrate the other day is because I don't think money is freedom. You did think millionaire was cool. It was just a two chess move, which is why it got double confusing. Because, like, well, I don't value the money. I'm not that. Yes, you are. It's your proxy to freedom. I don't value the money because I don't associate it with freedom. Most people do.